Arts Connection, the intersection of faith and the arts in Canadian culture, with your host, Robert White. Now, here's Robert.
Welcome to the Christmas edition of Arts Connection for Thursday, December 20th, 2012.
Suddenly in the night, there is light and figures dancing in the sky, clothed in more colors than the world can contain. Song like that of a river cascading from the wild mountain to the slow human plain. Star harvest and then go on their way again.
Shepherds from the CD Christmas by Bruce Coburn. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to the Christmas edition of Arts Connection on Faith FM, your inspiration station. I've been sleeping in my usual spot when the light woke me up. It seemed a bit early for the dawn, and as I struggled to open my eyes, I wondered why Zephaniah, my partner, hadn't woken me up for my shift on the watch. Life as a shepherd was hard. Long, hot days of trotting the sheep from one grazing pasture to another in the fields surrounding Bethlehem, which turned into cold nights where we watched, waited, and warded off predators, both human and animal. Tonight didn't start it any differently. Young Zeph had the energy to stay up late and offered to take the first watch. I gladly accepted the offer, bedded down against the wall of the pen as best I could, and fell into a fitful sleep. But the sudden dawn, with a brilliance I'd never before experienced, startled me from my sleep. Only as I opened my eyes, the inky darkness of night still surrounded a brilliant light. It wasn't morning.
Half a child,
That was Do Not Be Afraid from Carolyn Aaron's CD, Christmas, An Irrational Season. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to the Christmas edition of Arts Connection on Faith FM, your inspiration station. Don't be afraid. The words seemed to fill the sky as I shielded my eyes from the blinding light. By the time they adjusted, I could see why. Hanging in the middle of the sky was as unearthly a creature as I had ever seen. And from that point on, I couldn't take my eyes off the terrifying beauty of what I could only surmise from the descriptions I'd heard read from the ancient scriptures in the synagogue was an angel, a messenger of God. "I bring good news," it continued in a voice that seemed to come from everywhere and nowhere at the same time. I'll never forget what he, she, it said that night, but for the sake of brevity, it came down to this. God's son had been born and was lying in a feeding trough in Bethlehem.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the Christmas edition of Arts Connection. I'm your host, Robert White, and that was Do You Hear What I Hear? From the Glory and Peace CD by Trevor Dick. You're listening to Faith FM, your inspiration station. Just when I thought it couldn't get any more terrifying, the whole sky became filled with the heavenly creatures. Their countenance blotted out the moon and stars with an unearthly light that was brighter than the sun at midday. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, they sang with tones that defied description. And as they disappeared from sight, all of them gone in the blink of an eye, and I hadn't stopped staring at them since I laid my eyes on the first, the night sky reappeared in all its inky darkness. The silence was as loud as the angel's song, and it filled the sheep pen. Not a word was spoken. Not a bleat was blatted. Not a sound was heard. I imagined we were all lost in the same thoughts that crossed my mind. Did I just dream this? Then one of the newborn lambs nudged Zeph and I. And then Zeph broke the silence with, "Did you see that?"
We stood watch just like any other night, counting sheep and trying to stay upright. Shuffling our feet, we heard the beat of an angel's wing, an angel's wing. And above, we saw the strangest thing. The light all around began to sing.
Glory, glory, glory.
was Glory from Keening for the Dawn by Steve Bell. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to the Christmas edition of Arts Connection on Faith FM, your inspiration station. None of us wanted to answer Zeph, knowing that any reply would solidify the reality of what we just experienced. Yes, we did. It was old Abe who spoke first. Abe wasn't the oldest of the shepherds. That would probably be me. But he was called Old Abe because his hair turned prematurely white. He'd even traveled to the temple in Jerusalem to be declared clean so he could keep tending sheep. But it was Old Abe who said what we'd all been thinking. And before you knew it, we sounded like a brood of hens chattering at their chicks until Old Abe spoke up again. So, what do we do now? I won't go into the details of the argument, but the sides came down to this. All of us had to hightail it down to Bethlehem and find the Son of God. We could go in shifts because somebody had to stay and take care of the sheep. Or we'd all go and take the sheep with us. Well, before you knew it, we were hightailing it down to Bethlehem with the most unusual flock of sheep I'd ever seen. Not one ewe, ram, or lamb strayed from the flock, and it was the quietest bunch of sheep I'd ever heard or seen walk through the streets of the city of David in my life. From the CD Christmas by Bruce Coburn. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to the Christmas edition of Arts Connection on Faith FM, your inspiration station. Well, it took some doing as a bunch of excited shepherds herding a flock of docile sheep wandered the dark streets of Bethlehem, but we finally found the manger. It was quite a sight. The mother, whose name I later found out was Mary, couldn't have been more than 20 summers. Somehow she must have expected visitors because she looked relatively presentable for a woman who just endured her first labor. Still, I'd seen that faraway, haggard look in the eyes of my own wife after the birth of each of our children. Her husband, again it wasn't until some time later that I found out his name was Joseph, stood behind her, with his hands placed tenderly and lovingly on her shoulders. They were gnarled hands, the hands of a man who labored with them. Yet against Mary's shoulders they portrayed a man that loved deeply and cared passionately for his new family. We each took our turn at the trough. The child looked like every other newborn, with a peaked head and pruned skin. Yet there was a radiance about him that clearly defined him as what the angel called him, the Son of the Most High. And when I looked into his eyes, it was as if he was peering into the very depths of my soul. When the last of us had glimpsed the face of God, Joseph questioned Mary with a look. She nodded. We knew it was time to go. By now the sun was rising and the city stirring, and as we left to take the sheep out to the pastures, we excitedly told everyone about that night that we could. Some of them waved us off with a hand, assuming we'd had an early fill of wine. Others stood by their doors, puzzling over our words. And others took off in the direction of the manger. Oh, we talked about that night for many years. But the one thing none of us ever talked about was what we experienced when we looked into the face of the babe. For we all knew that we had glimpsed the face of God. Listening to Arts Connection today and listening to the Shepherd's Story. Have a Merry Christmas and be sure to tune in next week for another look at where faith, arts, and Canadian culture meet. For more information on Arts Connection, email robert@selawministries, that's S-E-L-A-W ministries.ca, or follow us on Twitter at selaw13, S-E-L-A-W-13. For Arts Connection, I'm your host, Robert White, saying good day and God bless.
You've been listening to Arts Connection, a production of Selav Ministries. Be sure to tune in again next Thursday evening at 10, right here on Faith FM.